Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Trust and believe. Trust and
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Sean T, your host of Trust and Believe. You know, each and every week, I want to take you on a journey so you can live your best life. Listen, I'm going to end every episode with a truth bomb so that you can take something away to continue to believe in who you are. Listen, y'all, I need to tell you this story.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all.
Because this story, you know how like you go through things in life and you go through things and you don't know why you actually go through the things that you go through, or you learn things as a kid and when you're a kid, it's just a thing. Like you don't have the wisdom, you don't have the experience to actually attach the thing that you're learning at that moment to anything. And so I just need to tell y'all this story. And I'll talk about it in my book, but I want to take it a little bit deeper right here. So imagine this. It's a Saturday morning. I'm trying to sleep in. I'm trying to have a good time. You know, my grandmother makes the best scrambled eggs you ever made. She actually taught me how to make scrambled eggs. And so I would wake up and I would want to go downstairs and have scrambled eggs and bacon and bread and have like this amazing morning. I mean, I literally started out my morning on a weekend at my grandparents' house. Now, this is before I went to live with them, because at 14 years old, I moved out of my house to go live with them. But this is before. This is when I was a kid, young kid. And so I literally woke up and thought I was on top of the world. Like, I felt like I was the king. You know what I'm saying? Because I felt like I felt loved. I felt like I was the most important person in their world, even though I have my brother and he is everything. But, you know, I guess I was a little bit selfish. Or it was just that they were those kind of grandparents, right? So, mind you, I'm waking up. I'm living on top of the world. And so my grandfather says, "Hey, Shawnee," because that's what they call me, Shawnee. He's like, "Shawnee, come with me today. We're going to go to the farmer's market and we're going to get some stuff and we're going to take it to some people." And so I'm like, fine, you know, I just had a good meal. I love my grandfather. Like, he is everything to me, everything. When I tell you everything, this man is everything. But at the time, he was just everything because he was, you know, my grandfather, and I just felt special and safe. And so we get in a station wagon, and we had a station wagon. We had a couple, they had a couple cars. So they had a station wagon and they had a Buick. They always had a Buick. But they had the station wagon, and my grandmother drove like the nice car. My grandfather always drove like the little rinky dink cars because, you know, he was like, you know, I'm at my first lady. He always used to talk about, yeah, I'm gonna have my lady had the best thing. So we get in the car, and I'm in the back seatbelt on. We pull up to the farmer's market. And so we walk in. Now, I gotta preface this by saying we lived in a black neighborhood, but my school was mixed. But we were in a black, quote unquote, black part of town. So when we went to the farmer's market was all white people. And so you're kind of like, okay, like, what's up? But they all were like, hey, Mr. Dawson. You know, they were all happy to see him, and he's just amazing. Anyway, it's, you know. So we go into the farmer's market. They're so happy to see him. And as a kid, that's even more joyful when someone you actually look up to is being looked up to by people who are different. And it's really interesting and fun and exciting. And you're like, great. And so we fill up the car with all of this bread and corn. I neglect to talk about the corn a lot, the corn on the cob, but we fill up the car with a bunch of bread and a bunch of corn. And I'm like, wow, but I'm just throwing the bread in the car. You know, mind you, I woke up that morning and I ate. So I'm like, cool, let me just throw this bread around. I'm just like, it's bread and corn. So we're just, you know, we're piling up the car with corn and bread. And I'm just like, and these people are so excited to give this away. And I'm like, it's kind of a game to me because I'm just like, this is fun. So we get in the car and then we end up driving toward a church. And so the church is in Camden, which is, you know, it's the hood, you know, full disclosure. And we get down to Camden and we park at the church. And my grandfather's like, you know, we have to stop at people's homes and we have to knock on the door and give them the bread and the corn. And so I'm like, I'm knocking on the doors. I'm like, hi, here's bread. I'm like so excited, you know. So we stop and we knock on doors. And, you know, as we give the bread away, my grandfather's like, you know, come out and hear me speak. I'll be speaking later. But it's kind of going over my head because I'm just kind of like, I'm just having fun giving people bread and corn. And then I hear him say, you know, the bread expires soon, so make sure you eat it. Make sure you eat it soon. And I'm like, wow. It was like regular bread. It was like the pita bread. Like, to me, it was like the expensive bread. And I just thought this was like amazing. So then we give out all the bread. And all of a sudden, we go back to the car and we go back to the church area. And my grandfather pulls out a huge megaphone. Like, this was a huge megaphone that was connected to like the microphone. So the megaphone was on the ground, like what we would have as a Bluetooth speaker now. He had the microphone and the microphone was connected to the megaphone, and he set up shop right on the corner. And I'm like, what is he doing? You know what I mean? There was a hopscotch park across the street and like a whole school. So I was over there playing around. But then I saw all these people come walking over to him and listening to him speak. And I saw people crying. But I'm a kid, so I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm like, whatever. They're like, they're just doing grown-up things. And I'm just going to cut to, it was just like amazing to me to see, but I didn't really connect the dots. And then we would go to church every Sunday, you know, because he was the pastor. So we were in church all day long. And I'm like sliding up and down the pews. I'm like, what are you talking about? But here's the thing that is so ridiculously bizarre. I was in gospel choir. I recorded in gospel choir. I did all this amazing stuff in my life. But it wasn't until I listened to that song that I played you that it all came together. Now, I know when I speak nowadays, I've channeled my grandfather a lot because of his passion. But when I play that song that I just played at the beginning of this, and it says, trust in you, and you hear the entire song, that's when everything came together. And I realized why my grandfather was fearless. He always used to say, "You are fearlessly and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works." I forget exactly what it is, but he used to talk about these things, and I used to be like, what are you talking about? Like, why is he saying this? And it wasn't necessarily about religion to me. It was more about, like, why is he saying this? And so the most important thing was, you know, it's kind of hard to talk about because I keep going in my head to that moment that I walked into the hospital room and he passed away. But the point I'm trying to get at, it is amazing when you are subconsciously learning, when you are subconsciously learning from a parent or guardian or anyone who is speaking in truth and really trusting and believing in what they're saying. Now, I'm not telling people to go out and pray, or I'm not telling people what religion they should be. And when I listen to this song, I listen to it in a way that, wow, you should really trust in you. You know what I mean? Like, you should trust in your abilities. You should trust in the fact that what you're doing and what you're saying and the things that you're making decisions to do really freaking matter. You know, it should really matter. You shouldn't just do to do. You should really trust that whatever it is that you want to do, you should go after and be fearless and live in it. And I'm gonna turn this up real quick because I don't know what part of the song this is.
Help me say yeah.
You did not create me to worry.
Whoa.
You did not create me to fear.
When you created me,
you created me to worry.
That's what you made me for.
Listen, you weren't created to worry. You weren't created to fear. Ugh. You were created to believe that you can do it. A friend once told me, don't panic until you have to. See, what we do, and I've talked about it before, is we fear. And my father-in-law has told me that fear is false evidence appearing real. A lot of us wake up immediately and start to fear. Like, we start to think of the things that could happen. I was given a workshop the other day, and I asked the guy who owned the gym. I said, so what is the first thing that you do when you wake up? Because I was trying to help him build his business in a way that he wanted to build his business and get the message across that he wanted to get across. And I said, so what's the first thing you do when you wake up? He said, I wake up and I try to get rid of the chaos. I said, what chaos? Well, he's like, you know, I'm thinking of the chaos that could happen in a day. I'm saying, oh, so you wake up already thinking about chaos that didn't happen. You're already fearing something that's not there. You're already creating false evidence, and it appears real because you brought it to life. You were not created to fear, you know? You weren't created to wake up and feel negative, like in the negative zone. You were created to wake up and trust and believe the fact that you woke up. The fact that you are listening to this right now, or the fact that you actually have something going on. Because here's another little story, which I told this story before, but it is what it is. There was a woman who asked me, you know, how do I lose the last 5 pounds? And I'm like, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know. I mean, I could tell you what to do, but the question that I have for her was, so, like, when's the last time you weighed this much? And she's like, oh, I never weighed this much. You know, this is the least I've ever weighed. I'm like, oh, so you want to go beyond what's new. Like, you haven't accepted this moment right now, but you're already fearing that you won't get to a number. So no matter how good things are going, you're not accepting that something. Or no matter how bad things are going, you have to accept that something. And you weren't created to fear. You were created to go after what the future is. And the future, you don't know. But the future, you can create.
You did not create me to
that right there is talking about a higher being. And so, what is your higher being? It doesn't have to be God or Jehovah or Allah or whatever it is that you worship, but what is your higher being? What is the thing that's making you wake up every day to trust and believe in who you are? I've said a lot of times that my religion is the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. But at this moment, I can really look back to getting up, feeling like a king, and going to deliver bread to people who didn't feel like they were a king. And really ignoring the fact of exactly what my grandfather was doing that day was trying to instill the trust and belief in people that somebody will come to the rescue. Somebody is there, but you have to create the opportunity. And the opportunity that those people created that day was they opened the door. See, we could have knocked on that door and they literally could have not answered it because we were strangers. But they decided to open the door. So I ask you, what door are you going to open today? How are you going to continue to trust and believe in who you are? Because if you sit there and you keep the door closed, guess what? You're going to be living in the chaos that you've already created in your mind.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So here's the thing. I'm 21 years old, maybe 22. I don't quite remember my age. I'm in my dorm room apartment and I get a call from my mom who told me that my grandfather passed away. And so I immediately say to myself, breathe, relax. It's a part of life. These are the things I'm saying to myself. And so I had a friend at the time who came and picked me up because I was just like, I don't really think I can drive down here and be cognizant because my mind was racing in 1,300 directions. And I think the directions were just me trying to block out what was inevitable and that I had to start going through the grieving process. And so I pull out the parking lot. Or I don't pull out the parking lot. I'm in a passenger seat. We pull out the parking lot. We hop on the highway or freeway, depending on where you live. And we get like 10 minutes on the freeway and I literally lose it. Because at that moment is when I actually felt the void of my grandfather's spirit, like leaving this world. And I just was like, started to ask myself, like, did I give enough attention? Did I pay enough attention? Did I really, was he proud of me? Did, in the times where I snuck out the house, was he angry? And so we're driving, and we get to the hospital, and we walk in the hospital, and it was getting closer to the point where, you know, you go up the elevator, and you get to the room, And I walk into the room and he was in the second bed and my mom and my grandmother was in there. And I remember seeing him. They kept him there so I could see him, and he had passed away. And I touched him and I just lost it. Like, I completely lost my mind, because I was like, wow, this is the person that really believed in me. He let me move into his house when I had the worst life ever. And I moved into his house and I had the worst but happiest day ever, because he took me out of a toxic environment away from a child molester. And did I ever give enough credit to him? And so in today's time, when you see me on stage, whether I'm teaching, whether I'm speaking, or even when I'm talking on this podcast, trust and believe that Charles Henry Dawson is in me. And so I attribute a lot of my success to that man, because I really was, I was really paying attention the entire time he was speaking. But I sometimes would go back and say, did I give enough? You know what I'm saying? Like, did I actually give enough to him? But now, I know. At the end of my workouts, when I speak, I'm like, thank you, Papa. Thank you for completely transforming who I am. He really was the most amazing human, and it's because of him that I trust in me.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here.
Trust
in. Trust in you, Lord. I will put my trust in you.
If you're listening to Trust and Believe, most likely you've had your ups and your downs in life, and now you are on a path to help you succeed in the best way that you know how. Listen, I've been there, and that's why I wrote Tears for Transformation, because I'm here to help you unleash the 7 superpowers, dig deeper, feel stronger, and live your best life. And that's why we're here, to do the best that we can do every step of the way. So Tears for Transformation is gonna empower you, and it is going to challenge you. And by the end, you will know how to sustain your results in fitness, but most of all, sustain the results in your life. Go to shauntfitness.com/book to pre-order your copy now.
You can take it, you can make it, dig deeper, come on y'all, trust and believe with Shanti.
So while this truth bomb is not in the book, the truth bomb for today is, so just make sure you recognize the collateral beauty.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I could not do this podcast on my own, so I would love to thank Todd Midget at NC Fit Club for producing such an amazing podcast and being able to really put the message out there for you guys. Another huge shout out to Michael McBride and his team of Kenesha Holiday and Gabriel Mudd for the new Trust and Believe theme song. You guys really did an amazing job and really put forth the effort of helping people trust and believe. And last but not least, I would love to give a huge shout out to Coffee Anderson, because your truth bombs would not be as impactful if he didn't give you that theme song as the intro. Last but not least, me. I thank you. I am your biggest fan, and I hope you come back every week ready to trust and believe with an open mind so that we together can live our best lives and believe in who we are. You can find Michael McBride at The Real McBride on Instagram, and you can find Todd Midget at NC Fit Club. If you want some music or video editing, continue to trust and believe in who you are.